This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes I wonder just how difficult it must be to be a professional athlete anywhere in the age of social media, let alone in Boston, where winning has become such a norm and such a constant that we're so insufferable that you can seemingly do nothing right.
That got me immediately to text Ken Lair. This is the Greg Hill Show, Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt, where... Why is it hard to be a professional athlete on social media now? I think it's like the easiest thing in the world. I think it's. I think there are a lot of benefits. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think I'll get Wiggy's take on this in a second since he's where was playing. But you were like defending athletes.
Did
there?
I just get Irish funeral music?
That's what you sounded like there. Yeah, geez.
Backpipes.
You're like crying for Boston, the Boston
I'm
athletes.
I'm not crying.
He's like,
for
right here, man. Yeah. David Price out of town.
Social media is so it's tough just, for these it's guys. An, it's they make be... millions of dollars and they have to read their mentions. Red Sox fan 69 said David Price is a bad guy.
And you see what happened? Some of these guys from David Price to, who's the guy who told all the Pats fans after like 2 weeks to go F themselves? Cassius Marsh.
Yeah, the guy who lost his Magic mind. Gathering in Seattle. Yeah, that guy. Weirdo.
Yeah, he's another terrific guy.
Weirdo.
I just think it's got to be, I think it must have been easier pre-social media to be a professional athlete. Okay, sure. Maybe you're stepping out of the supper club or some famous restaurant and there's paparazzi waiting outside for you.
Yep.
And there's people chasing you, driving down the street. Ooh, that's a suspicious car. People outside the hotel you're at on the road or your home back here in Los Angeles, Boston, wherever. But to constantly be hounded in an age of people having supercomputers in their hands, filming your every move, never being able to go anywhere without people transferring that information, your likeness, video, a reaction, whatever, TMZ, it's just got to be a pain in the ass.
But that's not social. TMZ is not social media. TMZ is like Entertainment Tonight or something else. The paparazzi, they've always been there.
Okay.
Right?
But they're heavily involved. They spread everything. They disseminate their information through social media. You don't wait for TMZ to come on at night. They're not a channel. They have their show every day, the garbage show that they do. But everything largely comes through social media.
I like TMZ's show where they go on there and the guy's drinking water and he's jacked and he's talking about all these great things.
What, creatine and headlines? Yeah, it's a great show.
Don't these guys make a lot of money with their social media? Aren't these players?
They make
the
smartest
players
money.
Getting a much
the
more
smart
benefit.
Ones can, but for a lot of these guys that are ill-equipped to handle it,
don't look at your mentions. How hard is that?
It's obviously very difficult for a lot of people. You heard the stories about Josh Gordon needing timeouts in Cleveland so he could go check his mentions. He had scheduled mention checks. These
Juju
kids are so
Smith
obsessed
Schuster
with this.
Made $100,000 just for watching a game on social media last year.
Come on.
Appeared on some T Humps.
He gets it. He's streaming.
Social media is such an advantage for players nowadays. Yeah, there's always going to be the trash that comes with it, but it's like anything else. But you know how much money that you're able to make while you're playing? Think about this, right? So now you're able to set yourself up. Look at what Gronkowski has been able to do because of social media.
Yes.
You set yourself up while you're playing, and you prepare and set yourself up for when you're done playing. During my time, we didn't have that social media, so it was more about you have to find these relationships, and you got to – hopefully somebody gives you an opportunity. Now you go on there, maybe you do a quick sponsorship. We saw Brady do it with Hulu. It's just so much more of an advantage that guys can now – get from social
media. Well, they can also get their message across the way they want to. So if Jermaine Wiggins back in the day wanted to talk to the media, to sit in front of his locker and talk to Steve Burton or Dan Roach or somebody.
I gotta now tell him, and then he's gotta go take my words, and now I can just go right on my social media, hit record, and say it the way I want to say it.
It is such a benefit.
You'll get it the way I want you to get it rather than, here's what he said, or we've seen it all the time with guys, twisting words or, he misquoted me. Social media is it's a beautiful thing.
To people that just have a level head, a good education, a solid team around themselves that can get it and that can use it to their advantage, yes. But for a lot of these guys that just can't seem to, that either put their foot in their mouths or check
though.
Their mentions.
You make it seem like these athletes have such a hard life. That's why I was laughing at when I heard you say that. It was like, oh, these poor millionaire athletes have it so tough. I think they have it better than ever right now.
Who's paying Antonio Brown right now? The NFL?
No.
Exactly. Social media is paying AB.
Who in the world is dumb enough to have a partnership or a paid partnership or a sponsorship with AB right now? The Gummy Dicks?
He's doing the fight. He's doing the fight. There was actually, did you see the Gummy Dicks were a big thing on Valentine's Day, right? He's doing a fight with one of the other YouTubers.
Oh, the YouTubers. What's the
Logan
name of that?
Paul.
John Paul. And by the way, Logan Paul is probably going to clean his clock.
Well, but it's about, you know, it's about you having income come in when you don't have income coming in.
I got that. Paid sponsorships, partnerships. Amendola's done it. You can name 100 different NFL players that have all done that's why I use this drink, or here's me working out. Right. How many times have we seen Gronk do that? That's where Gronk's made all of his money from.
That's my point.
I'm just saying a lot of these guys have to be much more careful with their wording, with their actions, no missteps, because it's so much easier to get a bad decision, a dumb quote. Like, I know that. I think I have a little feeling with that, a little familiarity. And any sort of misstep or misgiving out there quicker than it used to be. That's what
Fish,
I'm...
you want a bag of dicks? Right, and those were like the Valentine's, like, hottest special out there was the bag of dicks.
They were hot in the streets?
Oh, man.
Bags of dicks were hot in the streets.
What? Okay. What? They was hot in the street.
I'm going to, you got to open a store at the mall called Hot on the Street.
No, you know, we got a lot of hot stuff in there.
I can't feel bad for the handful of athletes
who don't
know how to use social media. I think a majority of them are like Wiggy's talking about. They take advantage of it. Like Antonio Brown, who has been proven to be kind of a lunatic the last year or so. He was going to prove that over time, whether
it's
social media or
not.
I agree. It's the minority of players, minority of athletes.
He's the outlier. Think about how many players there are. How much have you really looked at somebody's social media and go, man, I can't believe what he said on social media?
Well, some guys are dumb enough to actually clap back at people.
Right,
who,
but that's not like
people they don't
who
have
like
to do that.
No, I know they but don't, but they
really...
take the bait. Somebody says, "Nice game, bro. Cost me my fantasy championship," and then you've got NFL players writing back
so
like,
what
"I don't
the,
give
but
an
that's
F
not,
about
he's
your...
a millionaire player." You think
right.
he cares?
But that's not really like
care.
That's
not.
But that's not
hurt. That's all I'm
but
saying.
But that's not really hurt. It's not hurting a brand. If you see a player clap back at somebody on social media, does that really hurt their brand?
Well, Marshawn does that all the time.
Right,
he did this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt their brand. Hurting your brand is when you, like, do what AB did in a lot of situations where, you know, you're recording yourself yelling and screaming at the cops or whatever.
Probably not good for a brand.
That will hurt your brand. But if somebody says, oh, man, you stink. I can't believe you dropped the ball. And then you're like, yeah, buddy, listen, I'm making, you know, $200,000 in game. Well, you're cleaning poop for my porta potties. Like,
I made more today than you made all year.
Right.
It's a little bit of a weird flex. But
it doesn't really like hurt your brand because then they'll be going to, because I guarantee you go through the social media, the mentions or the feed or whatever it is, the comments, there are going to be more people. Oh. There are going to be people just on your side as much as they're
so
not.
So what happens is you quote tweet that person. Wiggy's right. So that person, and you quote tweet that person, then every other fan goes after them where that person has to delete their account. Like there's a support system for athletes on social media. Whether they choose to use it or not, that's up to them. But they're going to get a majority of it being
positive. But most of the athletes are fine on social media. Give me another athlete besides Antonio Brown that you go, man, he really hurt his brand because of what he said or did on social media.
Nelson Aguilar and his 19 burner accounts.
But
yeah, or was it, who was the,
what did
Sam
Nelson
Hinkie?
Aguilar do?
Dropped a million passes and then created burner accounts.
Yeah, but
then created burner accounts to defend himself and criticize his quarterback.
But that's not really hurting his brand, like
unless his brand is not coming through in the clutch.
But see, that's different because there'll be people who will be ripping you if you don't come. You made it sound like these guys are saying things on social media or doing things like the AB, right? Besides AB, who you could tell social media has really hurt his brand.
Yes, big time. Big time.
Who else?
And that's on him for Instagramming a live video of him yelling at police and his wife and or girlfriend.
Yelling at,
mother of
his
kids and
his
kids.
And F-ball. Besides that, so Nelson Aguilar wants to go on social media and clap back, or Kevin Durant wants to have a couple burner accounts.
He's not, so sad. I mean,
no,
I,
that, but that doesn't hurt your brand. People are still like, oh, I'm going out and getting KD sneakers. So give me another guy besides AB.
I guess I would need a few minutes to compile a list. I'm just sort of defending. Yeah, I'm backpedaling gingerly right now, while at the same time defending myself in a typical Greg Hill Show unprepared assault on my previous offerings.
Listen, I was a listener to Fitzy, the Fitzy brand. I consume it when I hear things that surprise me, like, oh, poor athletes, they're millionaires, and they have to deal with Instagram.
More difficult.
Or they get enough likes on their posts that night.
And hey, look, like, but what? Just because, huh? Look, just because it's more difficult doesn't mean it doesn't also, like, with hard work come the rewards as well.
But so
the
I don't people think it that, is more
the
difficult.
People that are able to navigate it and traffic in social media, handle their mentions, surround themselves with a good team, find brands and partnerships that align with what they're offering, then they get their rewards. They get the dividends.
And
other
I would
people
say that
don't know how to do it,
but I would say,
make a mess for themselves.
I would say that that's most athletes. Most athletes
yes.
benefit from social media.
Okay. And so, have benefited bigly.
I mean, yes.
Hashtag wigs out.
An avenue they didn't have
before.
I mean,
before. I'm not benefit because
financially,
I'm not a professional athlete. But
well, you'll get it at some point. You'll
you
get
can
some
cash in.
No. But as a
people are crazy enough to hire me for sponsorships on Instagram, they should hire you.
As a player, where you can really capitalize of your playing status, that's when you're able to really take advantage of it. You know, if you could sit there as like Juju Smith-Schuster and say
100 grand to watch a game online,
right?
And comment on it.
Probably
that's
just
it.
To sit, probably just to do a Twitch thing,
or play Call of Duty
Sign
because I think he's big in a Fortnite. And you say, right. Hey, listen, we'll give you 75 grand if you play Fortnite with a bunch of people. All right, cool.
Well, Shine, the producer of the Midday Show, does that. He goes on like a Twitch channel and plays. Does he get paid for that?
Depending on how many followers and subscribers he has, he'd have to be really, really up there. I don't
know. He's got 5 followers.
Oh,
well, he's doing well.
No, I don't think that's really.
Yeah, I don't think that's really
translate that way. Meanwhile,
I mean, think about how many people on Instagram. Right, you had talked about this before, Mike. Don't once you get over like 10,000 followers, you have an opportunity to make money?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm only a quarter of the way there.
Okay.
Yes, so, you have to be verified or over 10,000 followers. You
so
can start
think
selling
about
stuff
how many
and
professional
linking things
athletes.
There.
Are on Instagram that can put themselves in that have over 10,000 followers.
Yeah, like the Ice Shaker stuff with Gronk. Like they're able to use that and promote it and make a lot of money.
Right, but it don't even have to be your stuff.
Can be anybody's stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
Now you go
I
on there
be in that spot.
For waist trainers.
I want to be an influencer, Ken. Can I influence somebody?
Well, you are, baby.
Yeah, you go on there for a week. I'm looking to promote like waist trainers or something like that.
Yeah, why not?
Fast loss pills. the Ken Land coronavirus diet.
12 pounds in 5 days.
And I did it. The coronavirus plan. You're going to hear Awaken Corona.
Eat your heart out, Dale.
There you go. That's it. Put that on Instagram.
It is not. I may take issue with what Fitzy said. It ain't the dumbest thing said on that show Friday. Jackie Bradley Jr. took that home. I do want to play one bite from JBJ, and we'll get to Jose Altuve, I guess, clapping back in the last half hour.
Oof.
Against people who think that he was wearing a buzzer when they had a big win for the Astros. 617-779-7937. All of that after a trending with Ken Laird.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, it's time for Brady Watch, and Brady Watch on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com. Now,
Brady Watch.
30 days.
Bah, bah, bah.
30 days and counting. But that's until the 18th. I kind of think 28 days. That's when it really starts to get serious, right? The 16th, when the tampering period begins. Or, if you believe some, at the combine, that's when Don Yee is actually going to make the rounds and figure out who's where. And
reading Curran's call last week, it sounded like the Patriots are okay with it. Like, okay, tamper with Brady so that Brady has a better knowledge of the offers out there by the time they get to that date. Yeah, so it happens with next week, right?
Today, yeah, the combine's the 27th.
Live show for Greg Hill Show live in Indy.
I would love it.
Hannibal and Hart are both going.
Beautiful.
We're sending two people to the combine.
That's where the combine is.
They're both going there.
I went there like 10 years in a row. Really, nothing happens. You sit there in a room with a bunch of other writers.
Heard was a lot of gossip. I heard like at night that's where you get the best NFL gossip. Couple cocktails.
You got to go to St. Elmo's and Sun King Brewing. That's where you get all the action.
You
got to
get with the agents. That's what you got to get with the agents.
I mean, Hannibal's not getting with agents. We know that.
Well, other writers.
Maybe
what are you getting from other writers? You got to get with agents.
Talking about Lee Steinberg has Ryan Hannaby in his back pocket.
That's what you got to
Because he's so small, he can actually.
Sorry, Ryan.
Hannibal's going to like maybe some shots.
I love Ryan
he's
Huckabee.
He's the best.
I think Huckabee is great.
Maybe
I
go down
Huckabee.
There and I'll Instagram, see if I can get paid off Instagram.
I could do that.
From the combine.
Oh, you get, so someone sends you to the combine. Wiggy at the combine presented by
Instagram.
Weight loss
no,
pills.
No, you get a fantasy football place, like, you know, like
there
a,
you go.
Like a fantasy duel or draft duel or a fantasy kings.
Good job.
Had to make sure we didn't do them exactly by name.
So
and
what's the
get them sent you out
no? Sorry to interrupt. But the latest is Peter King says his gut is he's staying, right? Staying in New England. Mike Reese says he thinks he's staying.
Yes.
Andrew Brandt though today says he thinks he's leaving. If you believe Andrew Brandt,
he's tied in, right?
I don't know.
We have sound of that, or just
we don't. It's on MMQB. Just posted.
Nice. Great. But Connor. But last week Connor Orr on SI.com said he was staying, and Matt Miller at Bleacher Report said he was staying.
That Matt Miller was the biggest clown report of all time. It was one tweet, no story, no podcast, nothing.
Stupid. Jimmy Briscoe Matt from NFL Q65 said he's leaving.
Hey, wait. What does Jerome Wiggins from HotOffTheStreets.Football say?
Well, he hasn't wrote his article of the weekend. He only writes those at Friday night.
Oh, good. Can't wait
at midnight.
I can't wait for that too. Is that drop?
So, that's when it drops.
Okay, it drops. Okay.
Well, real expert Mike Giardi, NFL Network, 11:30 yeah. with Dale and Keith today. Don't miss that. 11:30, Mike Giardi. Why are you laughing at that?
Well, because
he believes the house in Connecticut.
He's team Greg Hill.
Yes, he is.
And so he's going to be on Dale and Keith, right?
And they're team current.
Yes, and they are team current. You think they bring it up?
Now, Mutt, where do you stand? Here's your chance to make some waves. Is there a house in Greenwich or no?
We actually are working on that. Can I tell you right now, we have someone who...
Wow.
Who
right, don't you have some connections in Connecticut?
That and does investigative work. And I think this week on Mutt at Night... We're going to present the argument for or against. Now, I don't know which way yet.
As long
he's
as
he's doing the work for us, but we're going to present the evidence at some point. We're working on that to break that on Mud at Night this week. I'm sick of being zero scoops up on that stupid board.
Yeah, as long as you don't have the medium come in here and go,
Show me more.
Talk to me.
First things Mutt or pardon the Mutteruption. What do we call it?
What's
that? Your little nighttime debate.
What was the medium's
name? It's called Mud at Night, you jerk.
What was the media name?
I don't know.
The medium's name was Sheila Marie.
Sheila Marie.
Yes.
They actually had a medium in here.
Show me more.
You didn't hear OMF?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, those shockwaves were felt in Florida.
They tried,
man. Don't you worry. The shockwaves were felt in Florida.
Everyone's so great around here.
The hot dogs.
We never make mistakes on our show.
That was the first.
I'm defending you, Christian.
That was
not
the first
Glenn.
Medium.
Oh, yeah. I heard Greg booked a sorcerer for later this week.
That was the first medium.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Heard dead people. Was sitting on the fence like, we're not really sure.
I see a Greyhound bus. It's leaving. Or it's going. I don't know.
So Brady
would have just re-signed Brady last year. None of this would have happened. And that's the latest on Brady Watch.
I see a Greyhound bus.
I'm not Ken what's Laird, that and that's what's trending.
Brady's going to be playing for the XFL Greyhounds of San Antonio.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Seeing a star now.
You're seeing a star.
Yep. Okay. Gray star?
A gray star.
What's that?
Dallas.
That would be a Dallas Cowboy.
And you said Cowboys and Indians, but you originally said that you saw Gillette Stadium and you saw the bus.
The
Greyhound bus. So
gray.
We got to get back to Gillette Stadium.
But gray could also be Raiders. Silver is gray.
Don't confuse it.
Oh, come on, Glenn. Have some fun.
Their logo, doesn't
the Cowboys
the Flying Elvis have a star?
The old Flying Elvis, is that a star? You ask.
No,
is
a Flying Elvis. Flying Elvis? Does he have a star in his head?
No. Is there something? What is it?
Like, he's just got like
a Flying Elvis.
He's a Flying Elvis. Little,
his face is like a big nose on his face.
Yeah, there's a star on his helmet.
Yeah,
on his hat.
Where?
Right there.
It's right there on your head, for God's sakes.
Oh, that is a star.
Right, so that's what I mean. Yeah. The star could have meant the Patriots. Why did they instantly think the Cowboys?
Because I don't think they were thinking about the star there. I think you just uncovered what the beauty of having Sheila Marie in.
Hold on, what's that? Hold on. Wait. What's that Gene Upshaw's calling? What Gene, where do you think Brady's going, Gene? Huh?
Will Brady play for the New England Patriots?
Well, let me hold on.
Tell me what you see.
Ever again.
Ever again.
I'm talking.
I'm seeing the sideline of a football field, and then I see a field goal. So I believe yes.
Gene Upshaw said the same thing.
Absolutely nailed it.
He just said the same thing on my
ear. He said that from beyond the grave, right?
Yeah,
show me more.
Speaking to him from the ear. Are you on the other side right now?
Show me more.
Show me more.
No, I'm on this side, but he's on the other side.
Show me more.
Ask me more questions.
Is this the new weekend show, The Other Side, with Jermaine Wiggins?
Yes.
No, the new weekend show is Sheila Marie, you, and Gilroy. That's my show. I want this meeting with Gilroy and Fitzy.
And Christian asking questions.
No, what are we going to call it on the weekend, Ken? It's going to be Oddballs and Soothsayers?
He believes yes. That is emphatic.
He will play for the New England Patriots.
And I also see confetti behind the field goal.
Wins another Super Bowl.
We'll call it medium balls.
Way to play along, Glenn. Laugh one time.
I talked to the great dead. What's that? Elvis?
The Grateful Dead?
Well, Elvis. Oh. No, Elvis just came in.
Well, speaking of Elvis, I can actually transition real quick. So, you know what Jerry Glanville used to leave?
He's going to Tennessee.
Jerry Glanville used to leave tickets for Elvis at games when he was in Atlanta.
That was awesome.
He's now coaching in the XFL.
And he's
leaving
tickets for
Elvis? He looks like he's about to die. Jerry Glanville used to do the Patriots preseason games with Don Kricke back in the day. He's now on the sideline for one of these teams. He looks like he's going to die at any second.
Can we get a Fitzy Mutt XFL minute? I mean.
Yeah, I watched all four games this weekend. I've now watched 7 of 8 XFL games. I'm completely hooked.
I'm in.
There are three guys already in the league that I can tell you off the top of my head. There are three wide receivers that can make the Patriots roster better tomorrow. Cam Phillips in Houston, Rashard Ross in D.C., Nelson Spruce in L.A. Those three guys are already better than anyone not named Julian Edelman on the Patriots.
That Cam Phillips yesterday for the Houston Roughnecks, who are 2-0, I believe.
They are. June Jones led offense, run-and-shoot Hawaii offense, yes.
Which is a ton of fun to watch.
It is.
Saturday afternoon, by the way, Ken, everything the NFL doesn't do right by their fans, the XFL does right. Beer Snake in D.C. The D.C. Defenders, fun team. Cardale Jones, undefeated as a college and professional quarterback. They're a fun team to watch. And the Roughnecks are great. What is this? P.J. Phillips or whatever.
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Masks. I don't care what it is. P.J. Walker. He's excellent. And that Phillips kid, 8 for 63 with 3 touchdowns. And elevated in the corner. And that one where he made like to that catch on the side. That touchdown, awesome.
Spectacular.
It's fun to watch.
And
the best quarterback part was not play around the rest of the league.
They've had 1 300-yard passer in 8 games. That's not great.
So the quarterback play is not very good?
It stinks.
That's the biggest problem.
Hot
in the
garbage.
There you go.
Landry Jones, Josh
Shelly
Johnson.
Should have said it. Maybe Brady's going to the XFL. Maybe
that's
he goes plays
idea.
For the Renegades.
Some of these guys
or the
should.
The Battlehawks.
They're good teams.
You guys should see Wiggy reading the names.
No,
of the
he's
XFL.
Not. He's not reading off the XFL website. That's ridiculous. He knows these teams.
I would love to see him play for the Sea Dragons.
That's the Seattle Sea Dragons.
Wow.
Yes. Meanwhile, the best part of the weekend was not the game plan.
Tampa. It looks like it says the Gator Beats. Know what they
Tampa, came I believe it's the Viper.
This is the real
the
world.
The Tampa Bay Greenwells. That's what they
Tampa
are.
Tampa Bay Gator Bates.
The Tampa Dollar Giraffes.
Did you see the Matt McGloin stuff?
Listen, would you not go see the Tampa Poles?
The stripper Tampa. Poles?
You know, that woman who fell off the pole?
Yes.
She's playing for that.
The Tampa Shake Spots.
I would go.
Oh, no. Listen, if it
pre-game
was the Tampa Booty Clap, you would be there in a second.
Oh, man, imagine Brady playing for the Booty Clap in Tampa. He threw over 400 yards for the booty clap. Sign Brady up.
Real life.
He gets free wings at Mars Venus. free wings in a parking spot.
Oh, man.
Mars Venus?
That's how they have to get the fans
Mars
there.
Mars Venus. What is it? Mons
Venus.
Mons.
I've not been. Have you been?
I might have gone. Don't they?
I might have gone.
I think they wear clothes down there.
What's that?
Oh, he could go to. He could play for the KOD Dragons, the King of Diamonds Dragons.
So Wiggy is going to have a league. His you're going to run
all
the,
strip club.
No,
names.
I get it. I get it.
The
no,
pregame pitching, will be excellent. Right,
Mutt, here we go.
The answer's out there.
Mutt, we're on Shark Tank right now. Okay, yeah. I am pitching you. This is Jermaine Wiggins' new football. It's called the XXXFL.
Right.
It's a triple X league. All the teams have to be based around and sponsored by strip clubs.
Yes, we have the Atlanta Booty Hawks. Their quarterback is Tom Brady, though.
I think, do we call the lot, was the lingerie
and
football
their wide
league, wasn't that the first league that would do that?
Antonio Brown. Right. Imagine that. Imagine Brady and Brown playing for the Booty
in the
Hawks.
XFL, oof. Imagine the marketing stuff. That imagine the tweets that Antonio Brown gets sponsored.
That, think about how good that offense could be.
Load it up.
Think about how good that offense could be.
Gronk could come back.
Wow, maybe T.O.
Oh, T.O. be per. Des Bryant? Huh? Oh, all these old guys.
Everyone's coming out for the Booty Hawks. Everyone's on the Booty Hawks.
Booty Hawks.
The best part of the weekend was Matt McGloin on the sideline ripping his coaching staff. Do you have McGloin? He stinks. Their team stinks. Kevin Gilbride still stinks.
Awful.
All I saw is one guy go, they asked him about the game play, halftime adjustments.
Yes.
Oh, is that him?
Matt McGloin. We had that, Ken?
What does this team need to do on offense to get something going here?
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
What do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
There's just a lot going on right now. Embarrassing for us here as an offense, so a lot of things we want to fix and correct.
Thanks.
Wow. Changed the entire offensive game plan.
He went on to say the stuff going on behind the scenes, stuff in the locker room, aired out all their dirty laundry, and then said yesterday in a statement, like, isn't this what the XFL is about? People are mad that he did this. Like, well, that's the league.
Well, that's right. They're in the locker room. You've got guys I was watching yesterday. They were
Kevin
literally
Gilbride.
They were drawing up a play to run in the second half for the Dallas Renegades. And the reporter is there, and we're just watching them draw up the game plan. If I'm in the other locker room, I'm watching the halftime show, which I'm also on, by the way.
Because
you got Molly Sims in one. It is so viewer inside. They don't want you going to the internet unless you're placing a bet.
Think about the cheating scandals in the XFL.
they would welcome them. This is great. Everyone cheats in the XFL.
Better not be cheating. I'm betting all these games. I'm betting on like every single game right now.
They have embraced the gambling culture so smartly. You've got lines, adjusted halftime lines, over-unders, percentages, everything that you need for the consummate degenerate experience. And that's what Mutt and I are here for.
I'm waiting for one of the players, when they ask about halftime adjustments, go, we need to fire our coach right now. That's what I'm
waiting. That's what McGloin basically said. They're going to fire their coach today.
Gilbride stinks.
You
he got
really
super, he got a Super
punting
Bowl
in the fourth quarter down three scores.
Think about this.
Scores.
They fired Pepper Johnson after week one.
Yeah.
The LA
did, yeah.
LA
took it
Wildcats.
Seriously, yeah. Josh Johnson, quarterback in that team.
Man,
remember
quick.
Josh Johnson?
Just 1 week?
Well, that's what the XFL is, a no effing around league. When you can't get it done, you're gone. You're gone. Mm. You're out.
They can't afford to go AAF and punt it, literally fold the league three quarters of the way through.
We'll see what the
that's
ratings are.
That's why at the
like
Booty Hawks, you get a little bit more leeway.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're not.
Are you
going to
be the coach or the owner of the Booty Hawks?
No, I'm just.
What are you
going to
do? I'm a consultant.
The owner of the league.
Oh, you own the XXXFL?
It's the triple XFL.
I'm looking for capital.
I'm into that. I'm into that league.
You got any capital?
I don't. Me?
Yeah.
No, I work at nights here. I have capital.
Don't look for VC. Don't look for VC over here.
All right, we got to
pay Brady. How are we going to pay Brady? He's the face of our franchise.
The real show coming up at 10 o'clock with Dale Arnold and Andy Hart. We got to take a break and get ready for those guys.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It's Andy Hart's favorite song. He's in the house. He's doing the Middays with Dale today. It is President's Day 2020.
It is. Our producer, John Anderson, did not know that. I suggested maybe we do a little quick segment at some point on sports-related president trivia or facts.
Well, I like that.
And he goes, but what's the tie-in? Because Bush was at Daytona. I go, because it's President's Day, you boob.
Wait, Bush was at Daytona?
Trump.
Or
I mean,
Trump.
Trump.
Be good
but
if they hold
Trump
teams
put out
there.
A photo, apparently, that
did everything.
But his press secretary put out a photo that was actually from the Trump era Daytona
oh, really?
Visit.
Jesus.
Typical.
You're here today. Brady Watch 30 Days Out. A lot of Brady today. You buying into Larry Fitzgerald Sr. and the LA Raiders. The Vegas
Las
Raiders.
Vegas. Well, since he's reporting the same thing Schefter did, I'm buying that there's a lot of smoke with the Raiders.
Here's the tie-in, right? And this is why I don't just throw this away as some random, Larry Fitzgerald Sr. So Larry Fitzgerald does the Macy's thing with Brady with Jim Gray. So is it crazy to think that Jim Gray and Brady talk?
And then Jim Gray mentions that Larry Fitz, and he tells his dad?
Certainly.
Is that crazy?
In this era of Brady rumors, yes, you could tie that
together. His dad is also a reporter.
Tom?
Yeah, oh yeah.
His dad is a
longtime reporter out of Minnesota.
Right. So, you know, he's probably plugged in. He's probably got some sources.
Sure.
We've lost Tom Brady.
Oh, wow. Now that would be breaking news.
We get a lot of drops on the show.
The NFL would be like, no! What are we going to talk about?
So I believe it, and I don't believe Peter King that Andy Dalton's in the mix of the Patriots, but
I don't
a lot of Brady talk.
I don't understand why
that's the number, though, Andy. Don't
what?
You think like 2 years, $60 million is the number that he would get from anybody that had interest in him?
I think it starts there, and I think Wiggy tune in at 11:30 to Dale and Keefe when we talk to NFL Network's Mike Giardi. I think he may throw a number out there that's larger than that.
Okay,
I don't want to speak for him. We'll see.
And it's coming from Tampa.
Because Ian Rappaport said that the Patriots are willing to go in excess of $30+ million.
And what do I call him?
Yeah, I know.
Crap sheet.
I know what you're
you
saying.
Really you know who else called him crap sheet? This show, I believe, when they had Adam Schefter on, he goes, let's not let the facts get in the way of a good report.
Schefter's dunked on him. Andy's dunked on him for a long time. Curran did. I mean, no one is running with that $30 million number except for...
But he did say there was a...
One of his teammates at NFL Network won't run with it at 11:30, I'm guessing. I've done podcasts with Giardi, and he looks down upon
it. He did say there was a house in Connecticut, though.
Lots of houses in Connecticut, Wiggy.
Right. Yeah. Right? Giardi said it.
Okay, Rap Sheet or N'Keal Harry? Who are you more down on?
Rap Sheet. I don't believe N'Keal Harry ever lied... tweeted a funeral.
That's a very fair take.
Right?
It's a fair take.
I like N'Keal Harry, the guy.
Yes.
It's the wide receiver I'm hesitant. The guy whose feet are slow and his hands are rocks.
It's a bounce back year.
The old Daniel Graham hands for feet.
Oh, he could be the comeback player of the year. He didn't come back from anything other than sucking, but he could be the comeback player of the year.
So are you here with Keefe or in place of Keefe today?
In place of Keefe.
He gets President's Day off?
Screw Keefe.
What the hell?
He's cutting fruit with his samurai sword.
Yeah. Drinking double dry hop breakfast IPAs. Someplace.
And apparently they only bought one pineapple because he sort of missed the first time and took a little sliver off and had to reuse it for the second cut. Sure. How much is another pineapple? $2?
Honestly,
seriously,
this time of
buy
year.
A couple.
Unreal. It's like $3.99.
Are they? I've never.
I had no
pineapple.
Idea. Do you get paid double pineapple money here? The rest of us.
Oh yeah, double pineapple, baby.
I can't afford that. I will be listening today to you and Dale beginning 10 o'clock and Giardi 11:30.
You'll learn
stuff.
Something.
I will learn something.
I want to see if
forget
you guys,
it by the end of the day
because you were team Hill or Curran with the house in Connecticut.
I am team. There's a house in Connecticut that Tom Brady knows he's going to live in, even if his name is not on the deed yet.
Okay, so you do believe that Dale does said there's no house in Connecticut. It'd be interesting.
And more importantly, are you in on our idea of the Triple XFL with Wiggy's team, the Atlanta Booty Hawks?
Hell yeah, because I liked XFL week one, and boy, did I lose interest fast when I tuned into a game and it was 3-0 in the second quarter. If you're not going to score, then I'm out.
It's
right?
Come on, you got to give it one more week.
Oh, I will.
Right. I mean, you have to say it's better than the AAF, not to say that that's a massive improvement.
It was 3-0 in the second quarter.
If I want that, I'll
watch Patriots-Rams Super Bowl.
Well, that ended well.
For who?
Us?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
the viewers.
Maybe
it wasn't overly entertaining. No. There was talk of Ryan Allen being the MVP.
Maybe they just need bigger end zones.
No, thanks.
What's that?
Maybe the XFL needs just bigger end zones. Maybe they do like 40-yard end zones.
No, but they need to involve the strippers, like you said.
Get
the strippers.
These teams got to get to the end zone. They can't get to the end zone.
Well, the bigger the end zone is, the more opportunity they might have to get in them.
I think we are seeing the absolute dearth of quarterbacks on this planet.
Yes.
Like, there's just no quarterbacks.
No, well,
why is that?
It's because quarterback play, you know why? No one... It's
too complicated. Offenses have gotten too complicated.
No. What?
So then
colleges have gotten... They
snapped at you.
Colleges have simplified their offenses, and these quarterbacks, they're like robots. Throw it to that guy right there, wearing number 7. He's
single
best
read
player.
Offenses in college,
that's
you say,
it.
Just not running
fake
pro style?
It and then throw it to him. Everybody else look at the sideline, and when they get to the NFL, and the coach is like, yeah, we're going to go spread right, 2 drives, 64.
All in the XFL all played college football somewhere, and they were all pretty good, right?
Yeah, probably. Wasn't the kid Landry Jones?
Yeah, Landry Jones, Carroll Jones.
He's got the most yards in the history of Oklahoma.
They put up big numbers in college, so go put up big numbers against other crappy players in the XFL. What happened? Where's the disconnect?
Landry Jones looked like he ate Landry Jones, to
be honest.
He's the only guy threw for 300 yards.
I watched one of the games. The offensive coordinator called the same play 3 times
in a row. I did, too.
P92.
Was that Norm Chow?
Run it again. Yes,
Norm Chow.
It was Norm Chow on the headset.
It was some old guy on the headset on the
sidelines. Norm Chow.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Norm Chow.
That's one of the things that I think has come out of this, and I know they're not NFL coordinators, but in the NFL, it's like, you know, we worked all year to run that play once in the third week. We got the perfect man. And then The XFL guys are like, yeah, run it again.
P92.
Just run it again.
Do it again.
Do it again.
The best is they talk to the players up right up until the play goes.
I do
unreal.
Like that. I love do it. Like that.
Wouldn't
so
that
he's telling
you
Pep
off
Hamilton
you?
Is telling Jones where to throw the ball in the play.
Can I just play here, Coach?
I do like the fact that the XFL lets you see like some of the play calls. I like that.
And the replay stuff is great. You know, it's all transparent.
Not, but there they are. McGloin sucks. He gets pulled from the game. Right, and they interview him on the sidelines. This is fantastic.
That's why he's 3-0.
We'll never see some of this in the NFL.
Entertainment. It is entertainment. It is methadone for the obsessed and addicted football fan.
I don't know if people get the idea that Mutt wants to leave.
It's 10:01. Dale
gets
mad.
Grabbed a bag and scrunched it up. He put his keys in his pocket.
I get yelled at. You don't get yelled at. This is Dale's show now.
See, I'm working for the next 4 hours either way. If I talk to you guys, it doesn't matter. If I talk to Dale, it doesn't matter. I'm here. I'm stuck.
The audience wants you and Dale. They want you and Dale.
It's
going to
be good stuff. Mike Giardi, 11:30. Nobody else on the station can get him, but we got him.
Double right, P92.
I'll run it again. Run it again.
Double right, P92, VIP.
And I'm going to go buy some booty box merch.
Ken,
call it double right, P92.
Nicely produced. Good job, Nick. Nick and Wiggy, goodbye. Dale and Keith with Andy Hart next. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.